This is Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. It's our daily in-depth look at people and issues that are shaping the local area. Inside Douglas County is presented by Concrete Builder Supply. Now, Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
All right, afternoon. It is a big week in the Umpqua Valley with the 60th anniversary of Umpqua Community College. We had the college president, Dr. Rachel Pockran, in yesterday to talk about the beginning of the year academically. And now we want to talk about the big event Saturday. UCC Foundation CEO Jessica Paz in. Presume you've been busy.
Hi, Kyle. I have been pretty busy. Good to see you.
Yeah, looking at this long list of events, and I mean, I work at a lot of events myself, and so it's like, gosh, that is a lot of people that have been involved in this behind the scenes.
We have a big committee that's been working on it, and we have a lot of volunteers. I've learned so much about the connection that our community has and the history that they have with the college. Everyone has a story, so it's been fun to hear about all of that.
Yeah, and in fact, I heard today that somebody on your staff got a hold of the very first student of Umpqua Community College, and I'm hoping that turns into a future program. They don't live in this area anymore and are actually leaving on a trip, if I recall, but their day as the first student was actually covered then in the News Review.
I didn't know that part, but yes, she's 83 years old, and we've just got her plugged in, so hopefully we'll be hearing more from her.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a cool interview in the future, but let's talk about this Saturday. Now, it's been in the works for quite a while, and I know it really begins on Friday. I've been downtown a lot, and everywhere I turn, I see green, but yet I understand it on Friday, I'm going to see a lot more.
Well, we were hoping that you'd say you see green everywhere you turn. We're actually calling our event on Friday Paint the Town Green. As many people know, but if you don't, UCC now has buildings downtown. We are now part of the downtown community, and we really wanted to do something to celebrate our new neighbors and friends. And we also wanted to do something where we're really acknowledging our commitment as a community to education and opening the doors to students' futures. So if you are downtown, you hopefully will notice some of the banners that we have hanging on the light poles from UCC. And a lot of our participating businesses have their windows painted in true Riverhawk spirit fashion. On Friday, we will have all of the participating businesses doing something exciting to celebrate UCC and the start of the school year. Some of them are offering discounts if you mention UCC. Others have done something fun with a special, like Gathering Grounds has a Riverhawk matcha. So they've all come together to have something fun to participate in. We're hoping people head downtown, support our local businesses, and wear their Riverhawk green. We'll have our mascot downtown. Our president will be down there. We want all the pictures.
Wow. So that'll be going Friday. What time does that start?
It's all day on Friday. So we have Gathering Grounds. The coffee house obviously starts our earliest. And then we have Little Brothers Pub that's open until 10. So all day long, we have things going on downtown.
All right. So let's get to Saturday. Kind of walk us through some of the things that are going to take place.
Saturday is a big day with a ton of stuff going on. So we have what I'm calling a pre-event of a 5K happening at 10 a.m. Our whole entire track team will be there, as well as some of the local track teams, but anybody from the community is welcome to join. That's on campus.
And this is one of these more casual ones. You don't need to sign up, get a registration, have the number and all
this
that.
This is very casual. You can just sign up. They even said I could do it. I informed them I only run if a bear is chasing me, but you know, if that's your thing, have a great time. We also...
Boy, it's only 3K. 5K is only 3.1 miles.
Uh-huh.
Anybody can do that.
Sure. Have fun with that one. I'll see you later at other activities. But we also have a partnering activity with the Elks Lodge. They have been doing an auto extravaganza. So that begins at 9 and runs till 3. They raise funds for scholarships for UCC students. That should be super fun on campus. We have an alumni volleyball game, an alumni basketball game. We have a Hawk History Walk, which you'll hear a little bit more about in a second.
For those alumni games, how far back are you going? Should some of these people will be on the court?
Well, I was told that we need to prepare for injuries because the basketball game is actually playing against our current players. And evidently, you cannot take the competitive spirit out of the player, no matter how long they've been off the court.
Oh, boy. Get the medics ready. That's going to be interesting. What time are these alumni games?
So the volleyball game will be alumni playing alumni, and that will be at noon in the gym on campus. And at 2 o'clock is the basketball game, alumni playing our current students.
Wow. That should be interesting. Let's go on from there.
So we have the Hawk History Walk, which you're going to hear a little bit about. We also have the Swanson Amphitheater on stage, which will have community dances and singers. We have the Wildlife Safari that will be performing all day long leading up to our headlining act, which we're very excited about. The Brothers Doobie will go on at 6 o'clock, and we have flown them in from the East Coast. This is a big deal because, if you didn't know, the real Doobie Brothers played in the Jacoby Auditorium on the UCC campus in 1972.
And wasn't that the first actual concert at Jacoby?
I believe so. Yes.
We're getting a nod from Chase. So
Chase is our resident historian, so when you need the facts checked, always look to Chase.
Well, and I am so fascinated by that because being a Doobie Brothers fan, not that I'm that old, the 1972, their level of stardom was up there quite a bit, and the fact that they landed in Roseburg, I'm guessing they were in between Seattle and California, or Portland and California or something, and had an open date, and it came together, but you shouldn't have been able to get them at that point.
That's
based on their level of popularity.
That's what we understood as well. We did try to reach out to them this time. However, it was pretty much impossible to get a hold of them.
You should have called me.
Next time.
No, I don't.
Next time.
I would have to dive back. Maybe I've got a number, but that's another... That's another whole thing. But no, that's going to be really fun. And I know that there were some people in the community. Obviously, I mean, 72 goes back a ways, but there were people in the community, maybe even listening now, that were at that concert.
I keep hearing every time I'm talking to folks in the community that they were there. They have very fond memories. And I think he might murder me for saying this, but our actual college board president was there as well, Steve Loosely.
Yeah, that is what I've heard. I guess he was like three, but
exactly.
he was allowed to be there. So we'll find out more about that, and I'll hear about that one too. So that's going to be a big deal, and we'll also talk a little bit more about that concert tomorrow because we've got something special set up for that. And let's see, what else is going on?
We have all of our really exciting, engaging academic programs will be there. So if you're interested in learning what we've got going on, we've got some new things. We'll have some tables set up for that. And we also have some demonstration and hands-on activities for you. We have a truck simulator, which if you can make the turn without hitting the stop sign, I want to hear about it, because so far I haven't done the truck simulator without crashing. We'll have that on campus. We have the fire trucks, the EMS on campus, and it's really great for all ages. We have a kid zone with fun activities going on all day long. And for the grown-ups who are Beavers fans, we will even have the game playing near the beer and wine garden.
All right. Well, I guess we'll make some listeners happy on that one. Not that, of course, this is the station with the ducks, but that's okay. let's see. So you've got, what about the observatory?
After the headlining concert, our observatory does some pretty amazing, spectacular, I call them performances. Basically, you get to see the visuals of the sky. They will have an activity going on up at the observatory, so you can just walk on over.
So a full day there, and also I think there's, maybe you mentioned this, food trucks, things like that?
I didn't mention that. Thanks for mentioning it. We have 5 food trucks that will be there, as well as a beer and wine garden, and we're really appreciative of our local folks for popping over, because it is a busy time of year, as you mentioned, for the Umpqua Valley. There's stuff going on everywhere, so we're very, very excited to have everyone participating.
All right, that is all going on Saturday. We're going to take a break at Inside Douglas County. More when we come back, we'll talk about some of the history of the college in part two of the interview podcast after one at 541radio.com, 1245 at News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. Inside Douglas County, 1247. Lars Larson coming up at 1. Mike Winter's Lawn and Garden Show with Douglas County's Commissioner of Dirt coming up at 4 this afternoon. Tomorrow, it's kind of part 3 of Talking Umpqua Community College. We've got a member of the Brothers Doobie, Peter Tentino, is going to join us on Inside Douglas County tomorrow. We'll also play a song or two from that group as well. And part 2, we have Chase Gilley, staff media specialist at Umpqua Community College. During the break here, we're already trading geeky trivia about the college. I bet you've learned a lot during this process.
Oh, yeah. So a little bit of background. We have 60 years of history, and I've just been spending the last, honestly, 2 years going through and finding stuff that, like, we never knew even existed.
Well, and you think about how historically, I mean, this is way pre-internet, how records were kept and where things were. And maybe some piece of information was, you know, hidden somewhere. And you, it sounds like you've been looking around for everything.
Oh, yeah. We have a lot of student newspapers. It was the Splinters. And an example would be Leonard Nimoy back in October of 1972 actually spoke in our student lounge. And I had no idea that that ever happened. And as far as I knew, not a lot of people even knew that that had happened. But there
wow.
he was.
Wow, that is absolutely amazing. What are some of the other things you've uncovered?
Oh, yeah. So there's that. There was actually finding photos from when the Doobie Brothers had played at the opening of what was then the UCC Community Auditorium. It didn't become Jacoby until 82, I think. It was early 80s, but I hadn't seen a whole lot of photos for, like, documenting that. I've also uncovered the graduation speech of Wayne Crouch from the third ever graduation at UCC. It was the first graduating class that was in the triple digits. The thing that I'm kind of proud of is I have managed to digitally transfer the VHS tapes of our 1992 through 2006 graduations, which haven't seen the light of day since probably they were filmed.
VHS. How long has it been since you've heard that?
Oh,
my gosh. But, you know, it's great to be able to get that and to archive it, move it into a modern format so people can still see that.
Oh, yeah. That was really, like, my big goal is I put together our profile on archive.org, which is the world's largest public digital archive. Everyone from, like, the Smithsonian to, like, even U of O use archive.org. I've been taking what we've had physically and digitizing it. So we have newspapers, we have yearbooks. We did have yearbooks at one point in time because our class sizes were small enough. Those are all finally available to the public as, like, preserved and available.
Sorry. Wow, pretty cool. Now let's talk about location. I know it was a number of years before the campus was built. Where did some of the early classes, where were they held?
Okay, there, after 1964, when the college was officially founded and voted in, there was a process of finding where we're going to put the school. While that all was happening, the office was located on the corner of Mosier and Stevens, where that was our main offices, followed by classes were held at what is now the Roseburg Professional Center, which is across the street from our newest building, Newberry's, and as well as over at RHS.
Wow. And the process of building a college, even back then, finding the funding and all of that was probably a long process. When did construction start or end out of Winchester?
Okay. So the groundbreaking for the campus in Winchester was May 5th, 1966, at Elton and Ruth Jackson's pasture land at the time. It wasn't opened until August of 67. So there was a little over a year from groundbreaking to actually opening our first buildings.
So at that point where you have the road now and the land over towards the river and all of that, that was just all big pasture.
Yep. 98.5 acres to be exact.
Wow. So that's interesting to see. And of course, how many buildings at first, do you know?
So the phase one, I believe it was four buildings what it was first opened with. Like the admin, we had classroom, we had library, and then we had our science building. And it just kind of, like as the years went on, we kind of went in a big circle. If you've been to the campus, you know it's kind of a circular campus, and then we worked our way up the hill.
What are some other things people ought to know that you've uncovered?
I found one of our old models of what campus was originally going to look like. That was kind of nifty, just because the parking lot placement seemed a bit odd because it would have went right through the center of campus. I also found the dedication ceremony for what became Jacoby, where Governor Tom McCall came and spoke at that and gave his remarks. There's just been a lot of like just little interesting factoids and whatnot that I've just stumbled upon as we dug through our boxes.
And you're going to have a history walk out at this event Saturday. What will people see then?
Oh yeah, a lot of what I've kind of talked about already, as well as just like some interesting pieces. Like the one I'm pretty fond of is the Mainstream, our student newspaper, back in 1994 did an article about what UCC will be in 30 years. Which is now, and just seeing the takes of students in 1994, where they thought UCC would be nowadays, which there was like one student that's pretty accurate, but some of them are pretty fun, the answers they gave.
And I imagine over this process, you got to talk to some of the students from the early days or people that were in the community, that were organizers that kind of got, big supporters of the college early on.
Oh, yeah. There's been a lot of it's been the notes for me. Like I've been able to get a hold of notes by Ken Knechtel and Harry Jacoby of what was going on during the early years of the college, and getting to see more or less firsthand what their feelings were, them working with the government in like all of the like steps that you have to do to get a college established, and as well as like the like integration into the larger community of Oregon, because there are 17 of us, so.
Wow. So 60 years are going to be celebrated on Saturday. You mentioned the one archive site, but you've got a kind of a sub-site from the UCC site with a lot of this information, right?
Oh, yeah. Umqua.edu/60 is more or less our hub for everything our 60th anniversary. I have my archive on there, but we also have all of the information for the events we have on Friday and Saturday. It also has another version of our Hawk Walk that you'll be seeing on Saturday. And it's also a place where if you have a piece of history of UCC, you can send it to us, and it'll come straight to me, and we'll look at putting it into our archive.
All right. Pretty good stuff there. This has been a big project, Chase.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. 2 years in the making. So.
Wow. Jessica, jump back in here and let's wrap things up. Boy, Chase, a lot of good work there. Remind folks again, kind of an overview real quick of Saturday.
Saturday, you can head out to campus as early as 9 o'clock to check out our auto extravaganza. Then you can run for fun at the 5K with our track students. Then head over to the volleyball alumni game at noon. Then you can mill about campus and see our Hawk History Walk and check out all of the activities happening on stage. The Kids Zone will be live in action. At 2 o'clock, you can check out the alumni basketball game. And then definitely stick around for our headlining act, the Brothers Doobie, at 6 o'clock. And if you feel like a little bit of a nightcap activity, head on up to the observatory and check it out.
I imagine you've worked there several years, right?
I know, it's been, I think I'm coming up on three.
And it's, you probably have learned a lot of things that you had no clue about before.
I am still learning every single day. There's so much intricacy and history and connections with folks. It is so fun every day to learn something new.
All right, 60th anniversary celebration for Umpqua Community College Saturday, the pre-event on Friday. Jessica Paz, Chase Gilley, thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
1258 News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Listening to Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. A daily look at the people and issues that are shaping Douglas County. It's presented by Concrete Builder Supply. The show will be available as a podcast in just a few minutes at 541radio.com. So share it around and let others who weren't listening live know about today's show. Inside Douglas County is a public affairs presentation of Brook Communications. Stay connected with local news and information. News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.